Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my Ready Your Audience this day. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the honor and all the glory that's due to his great, great, holy, wonderful name. I am back, people. I am back. I am back. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I'm here today because I need to be here, people. Things that I got to show you, some things that I got to say to you, there's some things that I got to speak to you prophetically this morning. The title of this broadcast, Biblical Prophetic Events of May 2021, Confirmation, the Bible, Sign of Time. That's what we will be discussing today. That's what we will be talking about today. We will be talking about the prophetic events of May, because I spoke to you people. The God of Israel spoke to you through me and told you about 4 months ago, 3 months ago, that 90 days, within 90 days, so that was April, May, June, he actually spoke to you in March and told you in 90 days, things going to happen in this earth that you people have never seen happen in life before. So I'm here as his prophet to clarify those things that have happened prophetically in the month of May with confirmation out of the Bible. Confirmation. Prophetically. It's a lot going on in the earth. There's a lot of things going on in the earth, and everything is moving so very fast. So very fast. So, of course, the God of Israel, or higher is his name, and the last day was going to raise up a prophet to speak to his people, the children of Israel. Of course he was going to do that. I always try to figure out. I always try to figure out. I knew from a little girl that it was something very, very, very different about me than other people. I always knew that as a child. I always knew that. And I had angels appear to me and told me things as a child, and then they disappear. So you're not speaking to a woman or a sister that haven't been through nothing and haven't seen nothing and don't know nothing. And again, I'm not bragging. I just know what I need to do, what I was put in this earth to do. It took me a long time to figure it out. Took me a long, long time, people, to figure out what it is that I was put here to do. I knew it was something very deep and something very heavy. But it wasn't until I denounced all gods of this earth, Christian church, religion, Hebrew Israelite religion, and all the rest, it wasn't until then that I figured it out. And it was revealed to me through the angels and the Holy Spirit what it is that I need to do now. So I am here on this platform, this divine platform that was set up 2 years ago to help the children of Israel and the Gentiles. But his main focus will always be on Israel, the 12 tribes. because he loved them. They are the apple of his eye. They are his inheritance in the earth. They are his chosen people in this earth. So again, biblical prophetic events of May 2021, confirmations, the Bible, signs of time. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Elisheba. Again, I am the prophet of the God of Israel and the Hebrew nation. So let's get started with our today. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in, please feel free to do so. Question, comment, or whatever you want to say. Today is June the 17th, 2021. I am giving you some prophetic events that happened in May of this year that I believe that is biblically prophetic events taking place in this earth. And this earth. So we're going to pick it up right here for May the 10th, 2021. It's been other prophetic events happen in May, but I can't give you all of it. I can't give you everything. I can only do what I can do. I'm just one prophet. When we need many more prophets of the God of Israel, we need many, many more. But everybody's so caught up in religion. Everybody's so caught up in religion, in their church, in their service, and, you know, their worship and the Hebrew Israelite doctrine and all that. Everybody's so caught up, but not me. So I'm here to prophesy and speak to you prophetically. May the 10th, 2021, this what happened. This is what happened. Colony, that's the name of it. Colony Pipeline. Gas stations began to run out of fuel. Cyber attack. Never have happened in history. Cyber attack. Okay, people? Cyber attack. Y'all know it was all in the news that people was running out of gas and the gas went up so high and so much panic began to happen in the earth. See, the God of Israel want to show not only you Hebrews, but he want to show the whole world. He want to show the whole world. And again, I'm speaking to you prophetically. He want to show the whole world. One moment. He want to show the whole world that everything that you people have your confidence and your trust in, that everything you people have your confidence and trust in will fail you. It will fail you, which is the system. Which is the system. It'll fail you. You have so much confidence in your gas stations, pulling up with your cars, your brand new SUVs, your Land Rovers, and your Lamborghini and all the rest of them. You have so much confidence that this world is going to continue the same exact way. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is showing you people. He's showing you. Yeah, they call it a cyber attack. They could call it whatever they want to call it. But at the end of the day, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is showing you people not to put confidence and trust in man. And that's exactly what all you people have done. What if the gas station wouldn't have never opened up again? And you couldn't get no gas in your cars? What would you have done, Hebrews? What would you have done, Christians? What would you have done, Muslims? What? What? Call on your Jesus? Yeah. Call on Allah? Yeah. Call on Yah? Yeah. YHWH? Yeah. Most High? Yes. Those guys are not real, and I cannot tell you people that enough. So the God of Israel want to show you that in the many people, and I'm speaking to you again prophetically because I am a prophet, in the many, I'm not going to give you no date because I'm not being told a date. In the minute, seeing that you people have all your faith, all your hope, all your trust, and all your belief in will fail you. Will fail you. I'm speaking prophetic. Will fail you. In the minute. See, right now, we are at the beginning of birth pains. And you know what? You had so much faith that the government can do it, that your wonderful government could get the ball back rolling with your gas pumps back up. Yeah. It's okay, people, because that's what you believe in and that's what you want to do. You have free will to do whatever you want to think, whatever you want to feel, and whatever you want to do, you have that free will to do that. It's just like the angels when they was up in heaven living with the God of Israel. They had free will. They had free will. He made everybody have free will. If they didn't want to serve the God of Israel, they didn't have to serve him, even though he created them. So they decided that they wanted to have sex with women on this earth and create Nephilim, half human and half angel. Okay, people. So the God of Israel hurled them out of the heavens. And right now they are waiting in chains of darkness to be judged for what they did to him. So yes, you have free will. You can do whatever you want. Colony Pipeline, they say it was cyber attack. Somebody hacked it, they say. Someone hacked it. They don't know who hacked. They might do know who hacked it, but they had to spend a lot of money, they say. Millions of dollars or billions, I don't know. I'm not really focused on what they had to spend and what they had to do. My focus is on that this is prophetic. It's a prophetic event that took place that never have took place before in this earth. And the God of Israel told you that in the month of May, it's going to be things happen that you never witnessed or experienced before in this earth. So am I a lying prophet? Am I a prophet that does not speak truth to you? You judge me for your own self. You judge me for your own selves. And I know what you're going to do. You're going to judge me just like our ancestors, the children of Israel, judge Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Elijah, and all the rest of the prophets. They judged them to be false. And they didn't want to hear nothing that the prophets were saying to them. And guess what? Everything that they said came to pass. And is coming to pass right now today. So was they lying prophets? No, they was not. And neither am I. So that happened May 10th, 2021. Next event. And I'm going to go through some scriptures. To try to resolve what I am saying to you about the prophetic events that happened in the month of May. So let's go to the next prophetic event. This was two events on the same day that was in the news. You have May 10th, 2021 for the Colony Pipeline. No gas. It wasn't all over in America. It was just some few states that didn't have gas. Think Texas and a couple of more states. And I'm not going to go into the article. Y'all already know what it is. So the next event happened May 10th also, 2021. They call it Amazon One. Amazon One. So they had the pipeline to go out that pump all the gas through. And then they had Amazon One set up in the earth. It was officially set up in the earth May 10th. Amazon One is grocery stores that's set up by Jeff Bezos and whoever else is behind it. It's grocery store, cashless grocery stores. Where do you people think we are headed? Where do you people think we are headed? So they call it Amazon One, Amazon Rollout in New York City. You see all the stuff going on in New York right now? Do you see all the things that's going on in New York, all the killings? And, you know, I read in the news today that, you know, the governor, he's telling everybody to take the mask off and, you know, we free now. You can just do whatever you want. New York is back and let's have our parties. Pay attention, people. Pay attention to the beast and his system. Because that's exactly what is going on right now. They setting it up real, real pretty and good for Satan. Amazon One. Roll out pay by palm in New York City. They never had, that I can remember, and I'm up in age. My mama's up in age. She 80 years old. I can call her. She 80 something years old. I can call her right now and ask her. Since you've been in this earth, mama, have you ever seen a grocery store or supermarket? Go outside. Go outside. Quita, go outside. Excuse me, people. Let me get rid of the dogs. Give me one moment.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Get out of here. Let's go. Come on, Bear. 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 Everybody. Out. Let's go. Hi, good girl. How you doing?
Oh. Okay, people. I'm back. I'm back. So, yeah, I'm going to read the news article right now about that being established. And, yeah, my mom is going to say, yeah, I never seen nothing like that where you just take the palm of your hand and you scan it and you can buy groceries or you can buy, in a minute, it's just groceries right now, people. But in a minute, it's going to be everything else. It's going to be everything else in a minute. And I'm going to read you the scripture and Revelation to prove that what you're seeing in the earth right now, what you're seeing in the earth with COVID, what they call it, vax pass and all this stuff in order to go to entertainment and go to football games and restaurants and theaters and concerts, they call it vax pass. Vax pass. It's connected. It's connected to what is going to happen concerning the mark of the beast. All that stuff that you see going on right now in the earth. And you people love it. You love it. You wanted to get your vax pass. You wanted to get your vaccines. You wanted to get your COVID test and all the rest of the stuff. Why? Because you love this earth and what this earth has to offer you. Give me one moment, people. Let me mute y'all for 1 minute. I'll be right back. I got something to do here. Okay, people. So what I am saying about event number 2 for May 10th, 2021, that this never have happened in history before. And again, the God of Israel told you in the month of March that it would be things to happen in this earth that you never have saw before. So let me read the article and then I am going to get a scripture in the Bible for you, okay? Let me read the article. Excuse me.
CD, I need you to put them up, man. They gotta go. They gotta go up now. Put them behind the gate, some kind of way. Yes, CD. Let me read the article to you. And read the article.
One moment. Okay, one moment, people. Let me go to the news article right now that I have here. The news article is called Amazon One. Amazon One. One World Order. New World Order. Amazon One. One, people. One World Order. You must have a mark in your hand to buy, to sell, to trade, to work, to do everything in this earth. That's what is coming to very, very fast in the minute. The God of Israel told you in the minute. In the minute. A minute means rapid, fast. It won't be 2 years from now, 3 years, in the minute. I don't know when. I just heard him say minute. It say Amazon one. One way to unlock the world powered by your palm. Wow, people. Wow. Cashless society is where we are headed. One way. Ain't no other way, now I'm saying, in this article that I'm reading. One way to unlock the world, powered by your palm. That's a deep statement. Meet Amazon One, the fast, convenient, contactless identity service. The fast, convenient now. Contactless identity service uses your palm. Just hover to enter identity and pay. Let me keep reading the article to you people. Simply by being you, it say. Then they got a picture right here, people. Number, they got a picture with a black woman now. Come on now, people. Let me help you Hebrews. Because all the Hebrews are black. All 12 tribes. They are black people in this earth. Okay? So they have right here a cartoon picture of how can I pronounce this? It's like a picture of a black woman. She got a little Powerpuff hairball. Okay? And the black image that I see look like a robot or a dummy or a mannequin. It got number two. She's walking up to the cash register. Cash register number two. And they got the little palm scanning right here at the cash register with a white woman, an image of a white woman, a little white woman, looked like a mannequin also, at the cash register. And they got stars and stuff right there on as a picture for the cash register. They have the palm scanning right in front of the little black image of the woman. And she's scanning her palm. And then they got a bag of groceries right there with a little white mannequin looking woman there. So for me looking at this picture, what it shows me is that a lot of black people going to take the mark of the beast. A lot and lots of black people will take the mark. And to be honest, that's who they after more than anybody in this earth. Why? Because we are the children of Israel. We are Jacob's, Yaakov children. We are the inheritance of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our God is the God of Israel. So, of course, they want to take the 12 tribes down so they can keep rulership and their God, Satan, can stay in rulership and he can continue to reign as Satan in this earth. Of course, they want to move the 12 tribes out the way so they can continue to do that. So it says right here, yeah, if they got the little palm scanner there, and then they had the black woman, the little black woman image scanning her hand, her right hand is that. I think so. And they got a bag of grocery, a bag of groceries right here with an apple on the back, with a apple. Why did they choose an apple? Who knows? On the back. Let me keep going. Reading the article. Convenience powered by you. We created Amazon One to put the power in your hand. Really? And help you move seamless through your day. An easier way to pay. Pay for your favorite things in seconds using your palm, and simplify your shopping experience. Breeze through your day, say. The arrival of Amazon One in stores and other venues. So it's not going to only be grocery stores. It's going to be other venues like maybe football games, basketball games, whatever they choose to put it. Other venues and other stores. The arrival of Amazon One in stores and other venues mean you'll move through checkout and entry gates faster than ever. Really? Anytime, anywhere, it say. Our goal is to unlock your world. Y'all hear that? Our goal is to unlock your world by giving you the freedom to pay, enter, and identify with nothing but your palm. Wow, people. Wow. Wow. And identify with nothing but your palm, the mark of the beast. New world order is on the horizon. Let me finish reading the article. It's easy as 3, 2, 1. It's easy as 3, 2, 1. They didn't say it's easy. They usually say it's easy as 1, 2, 3. They turned the number and said it's easy as 3, 2, 1. Three times two is six. Y'all know what six is. 666. Six represents Satan. It's easy as 3, 2, 1. All you need to do is hover your palm. Now let me get the scripture and Revelation. Let me get the scripture in Revelation 13. Let's go to that. This is an event that's happening in the earth that you never ever seen before in your life. In your life. Revelation 13. So it's not only going to be at grocery stores, it's going to be at all kind of events and venues and stores. Yes, people. Yeah. Yeah, right now, I'm just going to say this to you because I'm being told to say it to you. I'm being told to say it to you. Right now, they're receiving a lot of data. They, who is they? The people that set up the system that you see in this earth. They receiving a lots and lots and lots of data. From who? From you people. From you people. And how are they doing that? How are they doing that? They keep scanning you people every day. scan, 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 scan. Everywhere you go is a scan. Everywhere you go is a scan. And I'm going to leave it right there, people. Revelation 13. Revelation 13. Let me get the scripture. Give me one moment, people. Let's read it all the way from Revelation 13. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns. He had two horns, okay? He had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he do a great wonder so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, verse 14 of Revelation 13, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the womb by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the, that would not worship the beast, Let's pick it up at verse Revelation 13:12. Okay, verse 14. And let me go up to verse 12, I think. That's why, yeah. And he Revelation 13:12, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to go worse them to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he do a great wonder so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them, y'all know who the beast is. The beast is Satan. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Verse 16. And he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound. Let me read that again, people. And he calls all. Let's say some. Let's say all. Both small, don't matter how big you is, how little you is, and great. Rich and poor. Don't matter if you rich or it doesn't matter if you poor. Free and bound. Don't matter if you're a slave. Don't matter if you're not a slave. To receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And right now, I told you, for the month of April, I came on and I did the prophecies and the events of April. And Elon Musk says he's in the midst of making a brain chip. A brain chip. And Jeff Bezos, he done came up with Amazon One, where you can just take your palm of your hand and scan it and buy whatever you want to buy. So both of the devices that are being used will be part of the beast system, the mark, which is the mark of the beast. I can see what it is clear, people. I can see clearly what it is and what they are trying to accomplish and what they are doing. I'm only going to be able to speak to you so long until the God of Israel tell me, that's it, no more, it's finished, you don't need to say nothing else. And I can only speak to you what he tell me to speak. I know a lot of more things, but I cannot share it with you. I cannot share it with you on this platform. You have to be face-to-face to me or something like that for me to share with you what I know that's really going on. So Revelation 13:16, and he called all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Brain chip. Brain chip. That's what was in the news in the month of April. Elon Musk said he's making a brain chip. Revelation 13:17. And that no man might buy or sell. See? Except he that have the mark or the name of the beast, the number of his name. So you got to have, you won't be able to buy, sell, or do nothing in this earth. He that have the mark, you got to have the mark. You got to have the mark. Let me look up the word mark right here in the Greek. You know what it say? It say Greek number 5480 for mark, Revelation 13:17. A scratch or itting, that is stamped as a badge of servitude or sculpture, figure, statue, graven, mark, scratching or itching. Scratch or itching. Mark. Let me read that again. And that no man might buy or sell self he that had the mark. And again, I just was revealed what that mark is, but I'm not going to speak it here because I'm not being told to speak it here. The mark. So you got to have the mark or the name of the beast. So you got to have the mark or the name of the beast. Name of the beast. Or the number of his name. So it's three things here. It is three different things here that you can receive in order to buy, sell in this earth. And all of them will represent the mark of the beast. You got to have the mark or the name, the name of the beast or the number of his name, which is 666. Which is 666. Here is the wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Let me go to the next event. Let me go to the next event. May the 11th, 2021. Sex robot. Sex robot customers demand angel model with wings. And I got by this event right here for May 11, 2021, more will die. That's what the God of Israel told me to write by this event. More will die. Pull up that article. Let me pull that article up. Yeah. It says right here in this article for the event for May 11th, 2021. Sex robot customers demand angel model with wings and groundbreaking AI. Real Doll teased its followers with a picture. That's the name of the company that makes sex robots. Real Doll teased is followed with a picture of a female mannequin with wings and a halo. The company produced a range of sex robots, some of which have incredible capabilities, like a real woman, like you brothers is having sex with a real woman. How sad and wicked is this earth. Sex robots discusses humans destroying themselves. I'm going to go back and listen to that video because this sex robot right here is, they got a picture of a woman. She's a mannequin. She's a robot, a sex robot. And she say humans are destroying themselves. I want to listen to that later. Let me keep reading. Earlier this week, U.S. manufacturer Real Doll shared an image of a potential design. The company, which produces some of the most realistic sex robots in the world. No, people, we never had sex robots in this earth until this day. We never had sex. They didn't have the knowledge and the capability to make sex robots sound and look like women. So no, this is something that have never, ever happened in Earth history. You had to have a real woman to have sex with them. Or a real man to have sex with them. Or you was going to have sex with yourself with masturbating and jacking off. But now they have fixed that solution, haven't they? Satan and his army have fixed that solution. They have sex robots that you men can buy to have sex with instead of a real woman. You are very, very sick. You are very, very sick to even lay down and put your penis inside of a robot. Do you know what's happening to you? Do you know what's going on with you when you do that? No, you don't know, and you don't care to know. Long as you want to do is to fulfill your sick fantasy. So, an Instagram follower will need to snap it up with one commenting. We want the doll to move the whole body and have advanced AI. Another said on Instagram, would love to see y'all show off more fantasy gals. A third ad, look at all these posts that they got on Instagram. A third post said, I like to see a collection and display of fantasy dolls. Angels, look at the sick stuff here. Elves, devils, mermaids, etc. Let your imagination run with it. So the people are all for it. How sick is this world? Let me pull up a news article for that. I mean, not a news article, a scripture. Thessalonians 2, 11 through 12. 2 Thessalonians 2, 11 through. Let me show you all this stuff that's going on in the earth is biblical. It is prophetic. It is prophecy that the prophets and Peter and John and Paul and all the rest of them talked about what was going to happen. What was going to happen. 2:12 of Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2:12. It says, let's start at verse 11 of 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause, let me go up a little bit here, people. Let's start at verse 9 of 2 Thessalonians 2. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. In them that perish. The 90% in this earth are perishing. They are being cut off in the earth. And with all deceivableness, y'all are some very, very deceived people of unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Having sex with robots is unrighteousness. And that, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, verse 11, God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So you believe a lie and not the truth. You have strong delusion. Strong delusion, meaning that you believe having sex with a robot is okay. You believe that getting your hand scanned to go up in a grocery store and all other kind of stores is okay. You believe that the brain chip that Elon Musk is making going to help you. Strong delusion. And who gave you that delusion? The God of Israel gave you strong delusion, because guess what? You are unrighteous and you are wicked and evil people anyway. So yes, he's going to let you believe what the beast is doing. He's going to let you believe what Elon Musk and all the rest of them doing, Jeff Bezos, is good, because you have a strong delusion from the God that put you here. That they all might be damned. See, this is the final analysis of the 90% of the world that's going to receive the mark of the beast. It's setting up real, real fast, real rapid, and real good right now. You all will be damned to hell. Who believe not the truth. You don't believe the truth. What is the truth? Joining a Christian church? No. Mm-mm. No. Go. Joining a Christian church? No, man. No. Go in there. Excuse me, people. Get out of here. Get out of here. Joining a Christian church? Becoming a member of the Christian church and all these religious organizations that they got set up? No. That they might be all damned. You think the truth is becoming a member of a church, believing in Jesus, getting saved, getting baptized, and all of that stuff. No, the truth is the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the truth. That is the truth in this earth. That's the real truth that they have tried to hide through their religion and their religious institutions and all kind of other institutions and corporations that they have set up in this earth to hide truth. To hide truth. The truth is the law. That is the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, which is the law, which is the God of Israel, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Look at the earth right now. Look at the earth right now. Everybody been locked down, locked up for 2 years because of COVID-19, they caught. Now they telling everybody to take their masks off and be free. They aiming towards the day of freedom, which is 4th of July. 4th of July, day of freedom. Yeah, take your masks off and we're going to open the beaches and we're going to open the basketball court. We're going to open up everything. You have pleasure in unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. You love your earth, you love your world, and you love all your pleasures in this world. you shall be damned because you believe not the truth, which is the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, and the law, and the Son of God. You believe not the truth. I'm talking about the real Son of God, not Jesus. Next news article. Next news article, people. May 12th, 2021. India destroyed all their false gods. This happened May 12, 2021. They threw them away. They threw them in the streets and broke them up. India. India. I made several broadcasts where I was talking about India, what was going on over there, how they serving Buddha and the Hindu God and the Chinese God and all kind of gods. And COVID was moving over there like fire. May 12th, they decided, some people in India, not all of them destroyed their false gods, their statues. Some of them, they was taking Buddha, they was taking Allah, they was taking Dagon, they was taking the Chinese God, the Hindu God, and they Mary and ceramics and Jesus, all the statues and stuff that they had, and they was throwing them in the streets and just destroying them. Just destroying them because they realized that those gods are false. This never have happened in history before, people. This have never, ever happened in history before where somebody take all their gods, a country, and all of them get together and just throw all the gods, false statues and stuff that they have in the streets and burn them and destroy them. It never have happened in history. They did that May 12th. But did it help COVID to slow down? Did it help COVID to stop? No, it did not. Why? Because they didn't destroy all their gods. They didn't destroy all their altars. Even though they broke them up and believed, you know, that they was false, in their heart, they still want to serve those gods. They still want to worship those gods. But I'm just saying it to say this, that this never, ever happened in history that I can remember or that I have saw. So again, the God of Israel told you it would be things happening in 90 days. May is the last month to never witness before. And I mean, they throw Buddha out, man. You know they love Buddha. They threw Buddha out. They threw Buddha and Hindu out. They threw all kind of gods out. But did that really help India? To be honest, no, it did not. Because they can't only just throw their false gods out, their statues. They got to throw the whole doctrine out. They got to throw the whole system out of religion. All their temples and stuff they got set up over there for their God, all of that need to be cast down. They're not going to do that, people. They're not going to do that. Because they love their statues and they love their religions. All of you people do, and you love your gods. So let me read another article here for India. It says here, this is an article from June 10th, 2021. Now, they broke up some of their gods May 12th, 2021 in India, which is Asia. India reports more than 6,000 daily COVID deaths. This is June 10th, 2021. They broke up some of their gods May 12th, 2020, last month. Last month, almost a month ago, they still got 6,000 people dying from COVID-19. So the God of Israel, he's a wise God. You can't play with him. You can't pretend to do something that you really not doing, thinking that's going to get his attention, thinking that's going to stop what he, you know, the COVID-19. It's the India Health Ministry data shows 6,148 deaths were recorded over a 24-hour period as daily report cases remained below 100,000 for the third consecutive day. It say India report more than 6,000 daily COVID deaths, highest ever in the world. Let me say it again, people. 6,000 deaths, June 2021. This article was wrote at 2:14 a.m. India reports more than 6,000 daily COVID deaths, highest ever in the world. It said the fatalities rose after one of the India's poorest states, Bihar, revised its total COVID-19 related death toll on Wednesday from about 5,400, look at here, people, to more than 9,400, accounting for people who died at home or in private hospitals and everywhere else. So 9,400 deaths, June the 10th. So them throwing out their gods, yes, that never happened in history that India did that. Is that going to stop COVID-19? Absolutely not. Not until they burn all of those gods, all of those altars, tear all of the mars and stuff down, close them down or whatever they got to do. They got to clean up Asia. They got to clean it up, people. They got to clean it up because the God of Israel. Wow. All the pagan and satanic worship that they doing over there in that country and all other countries also. And I told you people about a month ago that India is an example to what is going to happen all over the earth. That's what I was told to tell you. India is an example. So right now you got 9,400 people dying in India, according to the news article, June the 10th, 2021. So is COVID-19 gone? No. No, people. I told you that 2 years ago. COVID ain't going nowhere. I don't care what they do, what they try to figure out, what they try to fix, what they try to do. It doesn't matter what they do because they're not in control. They can't stop nothing the God of Israel want to happen. So no, COVID-19 is not going nowhere. And then I told you have other plagues. That's coming along with COVID or behind COVID. Let me get that scripture to confirm what I am saying to you, biblical. And I think I got two more news articles after that. Let me see how many. And that'll be it as far as the prophecies for the month of May. Revelation 6:8. Let's go to Revelation 6:8, people. Revelation 6:8. Revelation 6, verse 8. I have a few other scriptures I want to try to bring out, too. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword. And with hunger. And with death. And with the beasts of the earth. That's one scripture I want to read. Let me get you another one. Give me one moment, people. Give me one moment. Leviticus 26:25. Let's read that. Leviticus 26:25. And it said, I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the call of my covenant. His covenant is his law. That's what he fight. That's who he's fighting right now. He's fighting everybody that's unrighteous and that don't want to keep his law. All the death you seeing in the earth is people that don't want to be righteous and people that don't want to keep his law, which is his covenant. Leviticus 26:25, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the core of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence, which is a plague, which is COVID-19, and other plagues and diseases and viruses that's coming up in this earth that no one will be able to stop. Because again, this is prophetic. Again, this is biblical. Again, this is under the law for everybody that's breaking God's law, the God of Israel law. He's going to send the pestilence. He's going to send the plague. He's going to send the disease to kill you and destroy you. So no, they won't be able to stop COVID. And they won't be able to stop nothing else up in this earth that the God of Israel wants to do up in here. Because again, this is his earth and this is his world and he the one created it. So he can do whatever he want to do when he get ready and can't nobody stop him. And look what he say right here. Leviticus 26:5. And I will bring a sword upon you. He's going to kill you, people, that shall avenge the call of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, right now they got mass of people gathering together all in New York, everywhere, Florida, Georgia, everywhere. People are coming out the house, pulling their masks off and all kind of stuff going on right now. But look what the God of Israel say in Leviticus 26:25. Y'all people better be careful, man, because you playing with fire. You are playing with fire. And you're going to get burnt. You are going to get burnt according to Leviticus 26, 25. And when you are gathered within your cities, you got globs and globs and globs of people gathering together for all kind of events and things that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Because they've been in lockdown for 2 years and they happy that the government is opening up their cities and opening up their malls and opening up their stores and opening up this. But look what he said. When you are gathered in your cities, I will send the pestilence. I will send the plague among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. If you haven't figured out who the enemy is, you in a lot of trouble if you don't know who the enemy is. Because the God of Israel is going to deliver you into the hand of the enemy. Satan is one enemy. But who is the other enemy that you can see walking around you every day? I'm not going to even say. I'm going to let y'all figure that out for yourselves. So next article. Next article. So whatever India is doing, throwing away their gods and all that. May 17, 2021. Cyclone in India, major flooding. They have a lot of flooding in India. Major flooding. Major. Right after they throw all their gods away. Could you get rid of them on the porch, please, bro? Please, the chickens or whatever, please. I'm on the radio now. So after they throw all their gods away, May 12, 2021, May 17, 2021, they had a cyclone. A flooding came to India. So them breaking up Buddha and Allah and all the rest of them gods, it didn't work, people. It did not work. Why? Because you have to do it the way the God of Israel tell you to do it. Just like he told our ancestors. When you get to Canaan, and let me get that scripture just to close this article, this event out. Okay, Exodus 20, verse. I'm going to save that one, people. I'm going to just keep moving because I'm running out of time. So they had a, and then look, May 9th, 2021, Israel and Gaza war. They had that going on. They had that going on. They had that going on. It was getting heavy. It was getting heated up. They had some people to die and all of that. That's another prophetic event. Would you like me to get that? Let me get that out the Bible for you. One moment, people. Let me just read this one right here. Amos 1:7. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour her strongholds. Amos 1:6. Thus said Ahiah, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not revoke the punishment, because they carried into exile a whole people to deliver them up to Edom. So what you see that's going over there in Gaza, the Gaza Strip over there in the Middle East with Israel and the Palestinians and all of that, this is biblical. This is biblical. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, is paying people back for the things that they have done to his people, the children of Israel. Okay. May 21st, black fungus in India, after people recovered from COVID-19, 90 people died. So after people recovered from the COVID-19 over there in India, they turn around and die with the black fungus. Another plague, people. Another plague. 90 people died after they got recovered from the COVID-19. Black fungus came right back and took their lives. Y'all people don't want to play with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Y'all people do not want to play with the God of Israel. He is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire, and he will destroy you, and he will kill you and your children. I'm telling y'all people, what I am saying to you is biblical. Y'all need to sit down somewhere. Nine men. I got the article on that. This happened May 21st, 2021. No, black fungus. Nine men had coronavirus in their penis after they recovered from COVID-19. So you had 90 people that recovered from COVID-19 in India, and then they turned around and caught black fungus, May 21st, 2021 article, and died. Nine men had coronavirus in their penis after they recovered from COVID-19. May 21st, 2021, news article. Never have happened before in history of man. Never. Not the way that it's happening now. I know they had the Black Death, the swine flu, all kind of stuff they have had. But they never had it to this extent, where men is actually getting COVID-19 in their penis. In their penis. Let me read the article for that. Then after that, I have two more articles, and that's going to be all the prophecies for the month of May and the prophetic events that happen. Let me read you this news article here. It says right here, new coronavirus, new coronavirus. This is an article from May 13, 2021. So am I a false prophet? Am I a lying prophet? What I told you people 2 years ago, I've been telling you for a whole 2 years that COVID-19 is not going nowhere. I even wrote a book about the coronavirus that you people don't want to read. Why? You know why? Because you don't believe You don't believe what I am saying to you is the truth. You want to believe that the government doing it and they doing it and he doing it. Nobody is doing nothing. Only if the God of Israel wants them to do it. So again, if they is doing it, guess what? The God of Israel is letting them do it. That is his sword in the earth to hurt you people for breaking his covenant, which is his law. It's a new coronavirus linger in penis. Y'all men better watch out. Y'all men better watch out, especially you men having sex with robots and masturbating and all that kind of stuff that you doing. Sticking your penis in places that it don't even supposed to go in. New coronavirus. New now. Not the old one. COVID-19. New coronavirus. It get in the penis of a man. New coronavirus lingers in the penis and could cause tendency. Wow, people. Wow, this is a picture of this little white man laying on the bed, white brother laying on the bed, looking so very sick with tools all down his nose and everywhere. And, oh, my God, he looking like, oh, my God, am I going to live? Men now have one more compelling reason to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Doctors suspect the new coronavirus could make it hard to perform in the bedroom. The new coronavirus now. New coronavirus. COVID-19 is not going anywhere. Why? Because you people won't quit. I told you that a whole year ago. You people won't stop. You people won't change. You people won't give up. So no, the God of Israel ain't going to give up either. He's going to keep fighting against you. He's going to keep killing and destroying you, cutting you off in the earth because you are wicked and evil. How coronavirus infection is already known to damage blood vessels, and vessels that supply blood to the penis appear to be no exception. Researchers armed with an electron microscope find coronavirus particles in penile tissues samples taken from two former COVID-19 patients who became impotent following their infection, which had occurred 6 and 8 months earlier. So these men caught the coronavirus 6 or 8 months before their penis had COVID-19 in it, the new coronavirus. They found it 8 months later in the men. 9 men have COVID-19 in their penis. So guess what? That's going to infect the babies. It's going to infect the women. People, y'all need to quit. You really need to quit, people. This the drawing line here. You better draw the line in the sand right now and figure out which line you're going to walk on, which line you're going to walk down. You only got two lines, the right way and the wrong way. Good and evil, unrighteous and righteousness. Which line are you going to walk on, people? It says, further studies reveal evidence of blood vessel damage in the penises of the COVID-19 patients compared to two other men with erectile dysfunction would never been who never been affected. Wait a minute. They said two men who never been affected with COVID-19. They got COVID-19 now, and they cannot get their penis to stand up. Wow, people. Next news article. May 30th. America, May 30th, 2021. America's largest beef supplier, JBS, paid $11 million Bitcoin ransom to hackers after plant were up and running again. Yes. June 9th, 2021, drought in California. Just a few things that happened in May that I was revealed and showed that I needed to bring out to you today, people. Biblical prophetic events of May 2021, confirmations, the Bible, signs of time. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. We're going to see how much time we have now, because I know I'm running out of time. Still have a little bit of time left. We're going to go into the scriptures right now. We're going to go into some more scriptures right now. Yes, people. Yes, people. Nothing is going to go away. Nothing is going to change. It's just going to get worse for people. And I'm speaking to you what I know, prophetically. It's just going to get worse. The God of Israel have to avenge his covenant because you people have broke it. You Hebrews have broke it. No, you're not keeping the law, Hebrew Israelites. No, you are not. So he's going to avenge his covenant. And he said, when you gather into your cities, he's going to send a pestilence. So all you people gathering together, waiting on 4th of July, Freedom Day, they call it. Y'all better watch out, people. That's a warning. Y'all better watch out. That is a warning to you from the God that put you here. You better watch out. He said he's going to bring a sword upon you in Leviticus 26:25. And send pestilence when you are gathered in your cities. Numbers 12:6. Numbers 12:6. Right now, I'm in the midst of teaching all 613 laws in the Bible to establish the law in the earth that it is true and that it is good and righteous. I'm doing that right now. I'll be here Saturday. For anybody that might hear this broadcast, I will be here Saturday teaching again the 613 laws that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls. Numbers 12:6. And he said, hear now my words. Let me go up to verse 5, Numbers 12:5. And Ahijah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron, his prophet, and his priest, and Miriam, his prophetess, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words, Aaron and Miriam. If there be a prophet among you, I I, Ahaya, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. So that's what he, wait a minute, let me go up even farther here to Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which was upon the face of the earth. And Ahiah spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, all three of them, that he put all three of them in charge, Moses being the number one prophet, the head prophet, Aaron being number two prophet, and Miriam being number three prophet. And Ahiah spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. See, they can hear him. Even Miriam could hear him. So don't listen to them leaders, them Hebrew Israelites, telling you that a woman can't do nothing. All she can do is sit down and listen to her man and listen to her elders and what they said. That is not true. That go along with the doctrine that they learned from their elders. They pushing the doctrine that they learned from their elders. So he spoke to all three of them to come out to the tabernacle. So yes, a woman can hear the God of Israel. Yes. Yes, the God of Israel wants to use a woman just like he used a man, or greater than the way he used a man. Verse 5 of Numbers 12. And Ahiah came down in the pillar of the cloud. See, this how you know all three of them was prophets. All three of them was prophets. Why? Because they could see the God of Israel. They saw the cloud, the cloudy pillar. They heard his voice speaking to them. This how you know that they was prophets. And Ahiah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle. He stood there. He called Aaron and Miriam. They both heard his voice. They could hear the God of Israel. You people can't hear him because you don't know him. You only know Jesus and all your gods that you call on every day, not the real God. And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth powerful, very, very powerful. Our ancestors was powerful. They was real prophets, real priests, real elders. Not this stuff that you see today in these religious institutions. Those are not real elders. Those are not the elders of Israel. They are elders that have set themselves up through their doctrine, through their religion, through their teaching of their elders and leaders. The God of Israel never told them to be no elder. And he never told you to have no church either. What scripture is that? Prove it to me. Prove it to me that the God of Israel told you to have a church and have elders teaching his people. Prove that to me. Please, somebody. So he came down in the tabernacle and stood there, and he talked to Aaron and Miriam, the prophet. And he said, hear now my words, hear what I'm about to tell you, Miriam and Aaron. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, a higher, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him dreams. And this how you know when there is a real prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because he say he will speak to his prophet in a vision or in a dream. So he was telling Aaron and Miriam, don't forget what I just told you. If there be a prophet among you. So they was already prophets. So the God of Israel is just clarifying to them that if there is any other prophet around you, I will make myself known unto that prophet, unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. I will speak to him. Vision right here is Hebrew number 4759 for Numbers 12:6. A vision, also casualty, a mirror, looking glass, vision. A prophet or prophetess, they can see visions. When the God of Israel want to show them something or speak to them about something, he'll give them a vision right in front of eyes. I have witnessed that several times in my life. I'm always seeing things. And I will speak unto, and I'm always dreaming. I dream every night just about. I got so many prophetic dreams that I done had that I know the God of Israel gave them to me. Yes, I am his prophet. And I have been speaking to you prophetically for 2 years. Let me say it again, people. I have been speaking to you prophetically for 2 years now. And you people still haven't did what the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, want you to do. You are hard-headed people. You're so hard-headed, stubborn as a bull. Stubborn as a bull, so prideful, so stiff, that you refuse, people, to mend your ways. I mean, he don't even showed you that I am his prophet. I told you 2 years ago, millions was going to die in 2020. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what exactly continuing to happen. Millions have died. That's not the only prophecy that I have gave you have came to pass. It's been several prophecies that I have told you on this platform that have came to pass. But these people still don't want to believe. Your blood is not on my hand. Your blood is on your own heads, people. Your blood is on your own heads because I have warned you, I have told you, I have tried to speak to you and show you what the God of Israel wants you to do. And guess what? You still don't want to do it, so guess what? Your blood is on your own head and not on mine. And that's being recorded right now. On the heavenly table. Record it. All you people. all you people, my family, I done told them things. They don't want to listen. They hard-headed. I told them not to get the vaccine. They ran up down there and got the vaccine, all of them. Both of my sisters and my brother and my mom, they ran and got the vaccine, thinking a vaccine going to save them or change something. Can't nothing save you but the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. The God of the Hebrew nation. He's the only one can save you. Not no vaccine and nothing else that they come along with. So I told them, their blood is not on my hand. Because I told them not to get the vaccine. And I've been telling them so long, get your pass, have your passports ready. But when you need them, you can use them. Have they got them? No. No. Why? Because they don't believe the prophet. They don't believe the prophet that the God of Israel have preserved in this earth to speak to his people prophetically. Just like you people don't want to believe. Their blood is not on my hands. I'm clearing myself right now on this radio platform. Your blood is not. So if you die and go to hell, that's your own fault. Because I already told you to cut it out. The God of Israel, I've already told you to stop what you are doing. Parading up and down the street. I could go to a prophecy right now in the coronavirus book that I wrote that the God of Israel gave me in 2020 and told me to tell you people to stop parading up and down the street. And that's what you haven't stopped, because guess what? The government is opening up everything and you people just come together in globs and globs of people to parade up and down the street with your paganism and with your madness and with your sickness and with your demonicness. You want to parade up and down the street with globs of people. It won't happen, people. It will not happen. I'm telling you what I know. I'm prophesizing to you again. It will not happen, people. Not the way you think. And believe, told you to stop your parade of wickedness a whole year ago. And you still don't want to stop. You get more wickeder, and more evil. And it's just going to make them more madder, more anger, more upset. That something going to hit this earth and the many people that's so drastic. That's what I hear. Something is going to hit this earth in the many so drastic, top of your mind, going to almost blow off the top. The top of your mind ain't going to be able to perceive what is happening. I'm telling y'all people, prophetically, it's going down, people. It's going down because you people will not quit with your parade of wickedness and stubbornness and pride and all of it together. Next news article. So if you want to know a real prophet, the God of Israel say, I will show you a real prophet. He will be able to see visions, and he will be able to have dreams. Next scripture, Jeremiah 23:28. Y'all know Jeremiah was a prophet. Y'all know Jeremiah. And guess what? The children of Israel did not even believe nothing that Jeremiah said. Just like you people don't believe nothing I'm saying. They believe absolutely nothing that Jeremiah said. Just like you people don't want to believe nothing that I'm saying. man. You think you have time, don't you? You think you have time. But the God of Israel told you today, in the minute, in the minute. It's going down. I don't know what minute that is, but I just heard him say, in the minute. Jeremiah 23:28, people. Look at this scripture. The prophet, let me go up here to Jeremiah 27. Okay, Jeremiah 23:26. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophet that prophesies lies? See, back there in ancient time, they was prophesying lies, just like today in modern time. All your religious institutions, all of them prophesizing lies. How long, the God of Israel said to Jeremiah, shall this be in the heart of the prophet? It's in their heart. T.D. Jakes, Juanita Bynum, Joel, all of them. It's in their heart to prophesy to you people lies so they can get that money up out of you. It's in their heart to do what they're doing. They don't want to quit. They don't want to stop. They don't want to change. So it's going to take the God of Israel to deal with them false prophets. Just like he dealt with them back in ancient times, he's going to deal with them in modern times. I'm in overtime now. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophet that prophesies lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. Of their own heart. They have deceived their own selves, and they deceiving you people that sit up on them and listen to them. Deceived too. When he had the real prophet Jeremiah there to speak to the people the truth and give them understanding and wisdom and not. They rejected Jeremiah though. They rejected Jeremiah. They didn't want to hear. Oh, I read a scripture where it said they even stopped up their ears. They actually stopped up their ears so Jeremiah wouldn't prophesy to them. Ahead of the road of destruction. Because you will not stop. Israel wouldn't stop. The God of Israel had to kill them up in Jerusalem because they wouldn't quit. Them, their children, it didn't matter. They wouldn't quit. Verse 27 of Jeremiah 23. Which think to cause my people to forget my name. See, that's what they want to do. That's why they set up all these churches, all these mosques, all these synagogues, all these religious institutions, the Catholic Church and all the rest of them. Because they want to cause the children of Israel to forget the God of Israel's name. And that's exactly what they have done. That's exactly what they have done. You don't know his name. You say he got many names. That's so stupid and dumb for you to even think that. We was created in his image. We only got one name. So do he only have one name. He gave us one name, so he have one name. So, yes, all your prophets and all your bishops and your elders and your leaders and your rabbis and all these people, They want Israel, the 12 tribes, to forget the name of their God. And they have forgot his name. They think his name is Jesus. Jesus is God. They think his name is Jehovah. They think his name is Yah. They think his name is Allah. They think his name is Buddha. They think his name is all kind of gods. Most High and all the rest of them titles and names. Jeremiah 23:27. This is what the God of Israel told Jeremiah. Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams. The prophets giving the people false dreams, false visions, false hope. Yeah, Jesus, he's going to help you. Jesus love you. Jesus love you. Jesus going to save you and your kids. And guess what? You and your kids still ain't saved today. That's what your leaders have told you. Jesus is going to protect you. And all of you, most of all y'all got cancer, diseases, and all kind of sick. Yeah, but you've been told Jesus is going to protect you. Jesus is going to heal you. Jesus have you dying and leaving this earth with lung disease and cancer and heart failure. So all of the things that your leaders have taught you are lies. They are lies. And guess what? You people haven't even figured that out yet. Because the God of Israel gave you a strong delusion because you refuse to keep his covenant. You refuse to keep his law. You refuse to do what he told you to do. So you have a strong delusion from him. So it says, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. See, the children of Israel, Solomon, David, not David, Solomon, all the kings of Jerusalem, all the people of Jerusalem, they forgot the name of the God of Israel, Ahiah, for Baal. B-A-A-L. Solomon had all kind of altars and all kind of little temple houses and all kind of houses and stuff set up for his God, Baal, with many names. Baal with many different names, which is Satan himself. So their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Baal is the Phoenician God. He's a Phoenician deity. He's the God of the Africans, the Canaanites. That's who he is. And today, modern time, Baal is Jehovah. Let me say it again. Baal is Jehovah. Look it up in the Hebrew number 1180. 1180. Baal, symbolic name for Jehovah. Case closed. Verse 28. Verse 28. The prophet, Jeremiah 23:28, the prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. I have told you people so many dreams within his 2 years that I've been on this platform. The prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that have my word. Could you get them off the porch, bruh? And stay out there till I get finished, okay? Please. I'm almost done. Excuse me, people. I got to tell these people the same thing all the time. The prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, said Ahiah. The prophet I got about three more people, and I'm going to be finished. The prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. The word faithfully right here in Jeremiah 23:28, it say Hebrew number 5:7:1, stability. Stability, faithfully means stability, with strength, with power. It says stability, figuratively, certainly, truth, trustworthiness, assured, establishment, faithful, right, sure, true. So I, as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the God of Israel, as the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, I must speak to you faithfully. I must give you his word faithfully, with stability, with strength, with motivation, and with truth. And that's what I've been doing for 2 years. Next verse, Matthew 23:34-37. Matthew 23:34-37. New Testament. We're dealing with prophets. Prophets. Real prophets of the God of Israel. How to identify a real prophet. How to know when the God of Israel is speaking through a prophet, giving a prophet a vision and a dream. Let's keep going. I want to prove it to you. Matthew 23:34-37. New Testament. Matthew 23:34-37. I have 1, 2, 3 more after that, people. And I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. 37 verse. Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, lament over Jerusalem, son of God, Yeshua is his name. Yeshua means my savior. My savior in the Hebrew. My savior in my savior. That's what it means. My savior. What do Jesus mean? Absolutely nothing. That's not his name. Absolutely nothing. When you look that up in the Hebrew, it means Joshua. I mean, when you look it up in the Hebrew, it means Yahshua. Yahshua, which is Joshua in English. So no, that's not his name. But when you look up Yeshua or Yeshua, it means my savior. He's the savior of the children of Israel. So Matthew 23, and he was a prophet also. Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets, and stone them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gather her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Ahaya. Bless him that cometh in the name. It have Lord here, but he's really talking about his father. The Son of God always glorified his father. The Son of God always magnified his father higher. He never lifted up himself. Never, never, ever, ever. And if you do have a scripture in the Bible that he's lifting up himself and he prayed to him and in his name and all that, that's injection, people. Those are injections. Those are objections. Where do people pray in the name of Jesus at? The number one world religion in the world, Christianity. That's where they got that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And they put it in the New Testament. They injected that. I don't need to pray in Jesus' name. I don't even need to pray in Yeshua's name. I need to pray in the name of my Father. That's the name I'm going to pray in. Because I need further research other than the New Testament with their two or three scriptures that they have to say, do it all in the name of Jesus and do it all in Jesus' name. I need further research to prove to me that that's not an injection. Because it could be. It could be. I need the Hebrew scrolls that was took from us. It wasn't even a New Testament when the Son of God walked the earth. Peter and not all of them. There was no such thing as a New Testament. So I need Father proof to know for sure that I need to say in the name of Yeshua. Until I get that proof, people, I'm just going to pray in my Father's name. And his name is Ahayah. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what I'm going to do. Because I have to have proof. Even the Bible said you have to prove all things. You have to prove. I cannot prove it with two scriptures in the New Testament. They said, well, then they say it was a scripture where it said, when two or three are gathered together in my name, they are be in the midst of thee. They said that name is Jesus. And then there's another scripture. Whatever you ask for in my name, I shall give it to you. What that sounds like to me, people, to be honest, what I'm getting, that sounds like to me that the Son of God would be lifting up his own self over his Father. And he never did that. He always pointed the people back to his Father. He said, don't worship me. Don't worship, don't bow down to me. He told Peter, now, don't bow to me. Don't work. Make her be quiet. Don't worship me. Worship my Father that is in heaven. Next scripture, Luke 20, verse 6. Two more after that. Luke 20, verse. Y'all people don't know what y'all doing. Y'all are absolutely lost, man. Lost sheep without a shepherd. Lost sheep without a shepherd. That's a true statement that the Son of God made. Lost sheep without a shepherd. That's why he was crying over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, you don't kill all the prophets. You don't stone them to death. That's what they did to Peter and Paul and all the rest of them. They killed them. Stoned them and everything else. They stoned Stephanie. Stephanie wasn't nothing but a prophet. Let me go to my next verse to prove to you that all the disciples was prophets. Luke 20, verse 6. And I'm going to Genesis 2. But and if we say or but if we say of men, all the people would stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. John was a prophet. Yeshua is a prophet. He's not dead. He's still alive. He was a prophet when he was in this earth. Right now, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for Israel. Shut them up, please. Genesis 15:1. Run them away from the fence, bruh. Run them to the back.
excuse me, people. And after these things, Genesis 15:1, this is Abraham. After these things, the word of Ahiah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Abraham was a prophet. Why? Because I read to you in the book of Numbers when the God of Israel called Aaron and Miriam and told them to come to the tent. He came down in a cloud and told them, if there be a prophet among you, I will speak to them in visions and in dreams. So right here in Genesis 15:1, it proved to you that Abraham was a prophet. He was a prophet. Yes. A real prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, the God of Israel. Sorry. After these things, the word of Ahiah came to Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Next scripture. Abraham was a prophet, and I'm going to prove it with the next scripture. So, because he could see visions, he can hear the God of Israel talking to him. He had dreams, all kind of stuff, to prove that Abraham, our father, was a prophet. All of them was prophets. Jacob was a prophet. Isaac was a prophet. They all was prophets. Noah was a prophet. Genesis 46:2. And all your religion have false prophets. And the Hebrew Israelites don't believe in prophets. They said John the Baptist was the last one and there'll never be no more after him. Genesis 46:2. Let's read verse 1. Hold on, let me get a scripture real quick here. I need to get a scripture. Genesis 20:7. Let's go to that. To prove to you that Abraham was a prophet. Genesis 20:7. That's why he was so powerful. That's why he was so powerful. And that's why he was so mighty. Because he was a prophet. And God only speak to his prophets. He don't speak to nobody else but prophets. In Abraham's journey, Genesis 20:1. And Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shar and sojourn in Gerar. And Abraham said unto Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. One moment, people. One moment. That's 101. Verse 7. Genesis 20:7. So this was when Sarah, his wife, and Abraham was in Egypt. And he lied and told Pharaoh that, well, he didn't lie. Sarah was his sister. He married his own sister, but he did not tell Pharaoh that that was his wife. So she was his sister and his wife. And God said, verse 6 of Genesis 20:6, and God said unto him in a dream, did not I just show you?
in the book of Numbers when he told Miriam and Aaron that he only speak to his prophets and dreams and visions? This how you going to know that they are prophets? Look at Genesis 20, verse 6. And God said unto Abraham in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this No, and God said unto him in a dream, it wasn't Abraham, he's speaking to something. Hold on, let me get this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this with the integrity of thy heart. For I, hey, shut up. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her. So he's talking to Pharaoh right here, telling Pharaoh not to touch Sarah, Abraham's wife. Verse 7 of Genesis 27. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. So he told Amalek, it wasn't Pharaoh, I'm sorry, that's another story. He told, and this is this right here. Yeah, he told Amalek to restore the man his wife. His wife. Two more after that, people. I'm getting ready to leave. Yeah, Abraham and Amalek. So Abraham and Amalek. So the God of Israel showed Amalek, the king of Canaan, that Abraham, he said, now therefore, verse 7 of Genesis 20, now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. Abraham was a prophet. And he said that's why he had so many dreams and visions. When he left Ur and he got over there in Canaan, the God of Israel came to him in a dream. He came to him in visions. He spoke to him with an audible voice. Why? Because he is a prophet. He was a prophet from his mama womb. He was a special child from his mama womb. If you have the book of Jasher, one of the scrolls, I would say, that they took from us, I have the book of Jasher. It shows where Abraham, when he was born a special child. All prophets of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are born special children in the earth. They special. They unique. They different. They're not like everybody else. So Abraham was a prophet. Next article. Next scriptures. Genesis 46, 2. Next scripture, Genesis 46, 2, people. 46, 2. Genesis 46, 1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the vision of the night. Who is Israel? Israel is Jacob. Israel is Jacob. Jacob is Yaakov in the Hebrew. He's the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. He's the father of the Hebrew nation. So God spake unto Israel, or Jacob, in a vision of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of thy fathers. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will be there. Make of thee a great nation. So he spoke to Jacob in a vision. In a vision by night. And he told him to go ahead, Jacob, down to Egypt. Because when you get there, I'm going to make you a great nation. So it was prophecy that the God of Israel had already spoke to Abraham, his prophet, and told Abraham, his prophet, that people was going to be in Egypt. His people was going to become a nation, a multitude of people in Egypt. So this was a prophecy being fulfilled that he had already told Abraham, Jacob's grandfather, great-grandfather. Yes, so Jacob was also a prophet because he could see visions and he could hear God and he had dreams. So he was also a prophet. Joseph was a prophet. Daniel was a prophet. They all are prophets or were prophets. Next scripture. We go into the New Testament. Acts 10:17. Let me bring out some more prophets in the New Testament. Acts 10:17. One more after that, people, and I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. Acts 10:17. Now while Peter doubted, let me go up to Acts 10:16. Let's go up a little bit. Let me show you Peter was also a prophet. Peter was also a prophet, not a apostle. There's no such thing as apostle in the Hebrew scrolls. There's no such thing as a apostle in the Hebrew scrolls. You only have that in your translated version, King James Version Bibles, but not in the Hebrew scrolls. They were prophets. And on the morrow, Acts 10:9, as they went on their journey and draw nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. So it was prayer time. The sixth hour is 12 o'clock. The first hour of the day is 6. The sixth hour of the day is 12 o'clock noon. Up under the law, the Hebrews had to pray 3 times a day up under the law. So he had did his morning prayer. Now he's doing his afternoon prayer. So he went on top of the house to pray at 12 noon. About the sixth hour. Acts 10:10. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Only a prophet can fall into a trance. Just like Paul, when he was on the road to Damascus and he fell off the horse, he went into a trance. Why? Because Paul was born to be a prophet. He was doing bad things, doing all kind of wickedness before he met the God of Israel and the Son of God on the road. But guess what? He was born to be a prophet. He was born to be a prophet. He had it in him already. Prophets cannot be made. They are born to be prophets. You can't make nobody a prophet. They can only be born a prophet. Like Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, and all the rest of them. They was born to be prophets. And Peter became very hungry and would have eaten, but he fell into a trance. Acts 10:10. And it say, Greek number 1611. A displacement of the mind, that is bewilderment, ecstasy, be amazed, amazement, astonished, trance. He fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knitted at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls in the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. He seen a vision while he was in the trance. This proved to you that Peter was a prophet. But Peter said, not so. Not so. Yeshaya. Not so, Yeshaya. For I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again. So he not only seen the heavens open up, he actually heard the voice speaking to him. This can only be done by a prophet or through a prophet. That's what I told you in Numbers. I took you to that when he told Miriam, I'm only going to reveal this to a prophet through visions, dreams, and my word will be revealed to a prophet. But Peter said, not so. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God have the cleansed that shall not that call thy common? And this was done three times, and the vessel was received and again received up again into heaven. So he seen the vessel coming up and down, up and down, up and down. This man is a heavy ranked prophet. Now why Peter doubted in himself what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry from Simon's house and stood before the gate. So yes, I just want to bring out the fact that Peter was a prophet. And Cornelius, he was praying the ninth hour. The ninth hour is 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. That's another hour of prayer that's up under the Hebrew culture or the Hebrew laws or the Hebrew way. Last scripture, Acts 22:17. Let me show you, Paul was a prophet. Acts 22:17. 22:17. You're dealing with prophets here. That's why they had so much power. That's why Peter, John the Baptist, Paul, all of them had so much power. Philip, all of them, even though the Bible called Philip an evangelist, that's injection. Philip was not an evangelist. Evangelist is not in the Hebrew scrolls. Philip was a prophet. He disappeared. He, you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit made him disappear and go over there to the eunuch and talk to him and tell him about Isaiah. And then he disappeared and went somewhere else. This is a prophet. This is a prophet. He was not no evangelist. No, no, no. Injection. Acts 22:17, last one. Again, I don't have no servant no more. I don't have no servant. God of Israel, I don't have no servant. I need you to bring me the right servant now. I don't want you to judge me according to that. Ever, please don't, Father. I don't want that no more. Acts 22:17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I was praying in the temple, I was in a trance. Let me go up so you can see who this is. Yeah, this is Ananias talking to Paul. Ananias talking to Paul. Acts 22:13. Look at Ananias. Ananias, he was a prophet. Came unto me, Acts 22:13. Ananias came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee that thou should know his will and see that just one and should hear the voice of his mouth. Paul was a prophet, a high-ranked prophet, just like John, not Apostle John, Prophet John. Paul was high-ranked because he went up to the third heaven just like John did. Look what verse 15 say, and I'm leaving. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. So he can hear God. He can see the God of Israel. The God of Israel gave Paul visions and dreams. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of Ahia. Calling on the name of Ahia. Yes, they knew his name. The children of Israel knew the name of their God. So Paul was a prophet. He could see visions, dreams. He could hear the God of Israel's voice. He could see his face, whatever the God of Israel wanted to show him. So he was a prophet. So with that people, with that, biblical prophetic events of May 2021, confirmations, the Bible, sign of time. Sister Radio Talk Show, I'm your host, Elisha Bob. I will talk to you people Saturday, if it's okay with the God of Israel. I will talk to you people then. So what I just wanted to show you, without a prophet, and they killed all the disciples. Why? Because they was prophets. Because they was prophets. If they was evangelists and apostles and all that stuff y'all think they was, they wouldn't have killed them. Because right now today, you got evangelists living. You got teachers living. You got all them people living. And the people that rule this earth with Satan, they have not destroyed them people. Why? Because they know that y'all don't have no power. Your leaders don't have no real power like the prophets, like Peter and Paul and all of them, Stephanie and all of them. They was prophets. They was prophets of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. So that's why you leaders, they let you go on up in your Christian churches and, you know, they let you set up all your synagogues and your big churches and your cathedrals. Why? Because they know you people don't have the right name. You don't have the right information. You're not doing the right thing. And you're not calling on the real God. And because you're not calling on the real God, you don't have no power. You don't have no power to stop them. Peter and them could have stopped them if they wanted to. If the God of Israel wanted Peter, John, and all the rest of them, Paul and them, to stop the Romans, because that's who was ruling back in Jerusalem when they was walking the earth, the Rome. If he wanted to stop the Romans and the Greeks and all of them, he could have did it. They had enough power to stop whoever they needed to stop. Because the God of Israel told them to lay down their life for their brethren. Just like the Son of God laid down his life for his brethren. And those brothers is the 12 tribes and sisters of the Hebrew nation. So I'm going to talk to y'all Saturday, if I will. Bye for now. All prophets, not evangelists and teachers. All prophets. And the only people going to receive the power that Peter, Paul, John, and all the rest of them have, you're going to have to be prophets of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, or high is his name. That's the only way you're going to receive power, because prophets and prophesizing is the prophetic. Talk to y'all later. You got to have power to defeat the beast system.